This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio. It is the end of spawning season for the horseshoe crab. We don't normally discuss arthropods in this program, but this one happens to be quite economically significant. Marketplace's Sabri Benishore reports.
This is the sound of horseshoe crabs coming ashore to spawn on a beach in Brooklyn. This has been going on for hundreds of millions of years through the beginning of the dinosaurs and the extinction of the dinosaurs and the ice ages, and then people happened. Didn't go well for the crabs.
Over 100 years ago, they were ground up and put on land as a fertilizer.
Eric Hallerman is professor of fish conservation at Virginia Tech. He says in some places this wiped out 90% of the crab population. And nobody bothered too much about it until people discovered in the 70s that they need the crabs. Alan Bergensen is with biomedical firm Lonza.
Every human on the face of the earth, if they've ever been given an injectable medicine, has been touched by LAL.
LAL is a test for bacterial contamination. It's made from the crab's blood, without killing the crabs usually. The test is used throughout the medical industry, and it's among the reasons that gradually people and governments started to care about the crab.
We've created laws that make sure that the animals are returned to sea.
John Dubchek is with biomed company Charles River Endosafe in South Carolina. In that state, the industry lobbied to ban fishermen from harvesting hundreds of thousands of crabs to use as sea snail bait. And now the industry is competing within itself to see who can use the fewest crabs. Dubchek with Charles River.
Where we use 1/20th the amount of the blood.
Bergensen with Lonza.
We can now make this product without requiring horseshoe crab blood.
Now, these companies are fighting bitterly over which product is better, but the whole thing raises a different way of thinking about nature.
Sort of nature for nature's sake, nature for people's sake.
Janet Ranganathan is vice president for science and research at the World Resources Institute. And don't get her wrong, she loves nature. She just wishes more people valued in dollar terms what it does for them. In some cases, that has saved entire ecosystems.
In the 80s, water quality was degrading in New York City because of development in the Catskill-Delaware watershed.
Instead of building a $6 billion water filtration plant, the city spent a fraction of that just protecting the forest that purified its water. Something similar is going on with the crabs. In some cases, making money off of something can be a good way to protect it. In New York, I'm Sabri Benishore for Marketplace.